This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. USDA December grain production and supply demand reports. USDA has been looking for ways to save money. One could be to eliminate these December reports. They did not put much into them, and they had no material impact on markets. They did not change either yield or production estimates for corn and soybeans. They left their corn yield at 178.9 bushel per acre and soybean yield at 52.1. They will make another adjustment to yields, waiting until their January annual report, January 11th. We think that both will be revised lower then. The growing season did not end all that well, and harvest conditions did not end well either. There were a lot of crop insurance claims in the northern Iowa and southern Minnesota region. USDA increased production estimates for Brazil's soybean crop to 122 million metric ton from 120.5 previously. They left Argentine's soybean crop at 55.5. The range of private crop estimates for Brazil is much higher, but their critical growing period will be late January, early February, before they can nail down yield potential. USDA also left Brazil and Argentine corn production unchanged, believing it too early in the season for adjustments. Brazil's second corn crop, which makes a majority of their production, has not been planted yet. I've been trying to explain to an uninformed farm public the damage that Trump RFS policy has been doing to the ethanol industry. Most somehow are in a delusion that Trump policy is friendly for ethanol when it is gutting it, using the words of Chuck Grassley. Year-round E15 use will not come anywhere near offsetting the RIN waivers Trump issued. We have cheap corn, and yet USDA reduced the ethanol crush by 50 million bushel to 5.6 billion in this update. It is probably still too high. Ethanol prices have set 13-year lows, and it is not because gasoline prices fell. It is because the RIN waivers, cheapening the cost of RINs, are undermining ethanol blending. They left feed usage and exports unchanged in the report. They also reduced corn imports by 5 million bushel, so the corn carryover rose 45 million bushel to 1.781 billion. That was not a great material change for the corn market, which looked bored to death by the reports. USDA changed nothing relative to soybean production or the domestic soybean balance sheet, leaving the carryover unchanged at 955 million bushel. That was the smart move while we see how trade negotiations with China progresses. That could have an impact on the balance sheet if China buys as much as Trump bragged that they would. It will be an absolute total guessing game right now as to how to make an accurate assessment of U.S. soybean exports without knowing what China will do. For many years, China has bought down the U.S. carryover to pipeline supply as the dominant source of demand. Given a 955 million bushel projected carryover, that ain't going to happen, but a 300 million bushel purchase would still improve the market. Without Chinese purchases, 29 soybean acreage would have to be reduced by as much as 11 million acres to not increase the soybean carryover again next year, which would shift acres to more corn and wheat. Neither of those crops need the acres, which would just build carryovers of corn and wheat. Chinese soybean purchases would indirectly help the corn market. We hope they buy corn too. USDA reduced wheat exports by 25 million bushel, which went right to the carryover, which grew to 975 million bushel. There is strong competition between wheat exporters, and the dollar strength doesn't help. The U.S. wheat market still serves too much as a global residual supplier. The wheat exporter that used to be our best customer, Russia, who we once embargoed wheat sales to, is now the major wheat exporter, taking market share from us. USDA boosted the world corn carryover by 1.3 million metric ton to 308.8 million. It grew world soybean carryover 3.2 million metric ton to 115.3 million. It also boosted the world wheat carryover by 1.4 million metric ton to 268.1 million. There's no shortage in the world of grain and soy stocks. Technicals are positive as long as January soybeans stay above $9 and the chart gap remains open in corn. Funds are reportedly now net long corn while still net short soybeans and wheat. Several central east coast states, including the Carolinas, got dumped on with record snows up to 34 inches. They were done harvesting corn in North Carolina, but still had 25% of their soybeans left to harvest, the most of any state in the last progress report. Word that China should buy U.S. soybeans has motivated other buyers. If nothing else, sellers should be held at bay until the extent of Chinese purchases is known. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at Comstock.com, or call 712-227-1110.